Like to say, I love the Lord this morning. Thankful to be gathered out this way.
Another opportunity to stand here at our home church. It's a blessing. Love all y'all. Appreciate you. I really enjoyed the song service this morning. I be fair with you, I feel like I've done been to church. We'll do our very best to try to read what we got on our heart and share with you what the Lord would have us to. I feel like the song service has done about been through my whole message this morning. And that's all right, too. Twenty-second Psalm. I love the way David wrote in all these Psalms. It was just sincere and honest. I don't believe he tried to say it in a way that sounds special. I believe he just said it the way he felt it. And I appreciate that this morning. A lot of times we feel like we got this pressure on us to pray a certain way or to talk a certain way, but God just wants us. He wants us this morning, and I'm thankful that He does. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to try to read this whole chapter if I can. Tried to figure out a way to make it shorter, and I just don't really know how. So y'all pray. 22nd Psalm, first verse says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighted in him. But Thou art He that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon Thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls, Bashan, have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands. And my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be thou not far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify Him. And fear Him, all ye the seed of Israel. For He hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath He hid His face from him. But when he cried unto Him, He heard. My praises shall be of Thee in the congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear Him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before Thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship, and they that go down to the dust shall bow before Him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve Him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare His righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that He hath done this. And that's as far as we feel like reading this morning. And I just ask you today to pray for me this morning right out of the very bottom of your heart. But I thought about how that David began writing here, and I don't know altogether what it may have been that he was going through. We know through reading the Word that there was times when he was on the run from King Saul and maybe had various other things going on round about as he was trying to lead Israel there. But I thought about no doubt he was in a pitiful shape there. He was scared to death, it seemed like, by reading what he had written there in the foul shape. And I began to think about this morning, church, the shape that I was in whenever I realized in that I was lost and undone and headed towards a devil's hell. Can I tell you this morning that there ain't no peace that can be found in the soul of that one that is struggling through this world without no fellowship with God this morning? Mankind came into the world, was placed in a perfect place where they had fellowship with God, but they broke that fellowship. And God, He set forth a way that we could be brought back into it. He set a way now that we could experience that true, perfect fellowship, church. Just
just like Adam and Eve did before they took of that fruit. Church, he sent his son this morning, the very best thing that heaven had to offer. Mankind, no doubt, had been crying out unto God for hundreds of years that he might send a deliverer to us. Hey, that we might be delivered out of that sinful shape, under that hard bondage this morning. I thought about those children over there that said Abraham was their father, and they had never been in bondage to any man. But can I tell you this morning, when you come to the knowledge and that of sin this morning, you're in bondage today. You got a yoke of sin round about your neck that you can't shake off by yourself. You got to have something this morning that can only come through the sacrifice of Christ Jesus and his life this morning. I thought about how the Bible talks about there's some conditions this morning that we got to meet if we're going to be born again. If I was just to be right honest with you about it, we make it out to be a lot more than what it really is this morning. The Bible says that we got to be drawn to the Spirit and that we got to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. But can I tell you this morning, if you've realized that you've had a spiritual separation from God and His holy presence, you meet the conditions this morning when you come to the knowledge that you ain't in fellowship with Him. Your spirit is broken, your heart's broken, and you've got that contrite spirit today. We try to make it so much more difficult at times than what it really is this morning. The Bible says that it's so simple that a child can do it today. All we got to do this morning, realizing that we're lost, is trust in Christ this morning. The Bible says that with mouth confession and with the heart you believe unto salvation today. All we got to do this morning is believe upon the holy word of God today. I thought about that. I thought about how that David, he was a man, the Bible says, after God's own heart. And I thought about myself this morning and how that after being born again now, you know, there's a lot of preachers that won't tell you just how sorry they are. But all I know how to do today is just be honest with you. Can I tell you, this morning I've been just about as sorry and worthless as any man can be this morning. But I thought about how that Jesus saved my soul from a devil's hell this morning. He took that yoke off from me and He put His upon me. The Bible says that His yoke is light, His burden is light. And His hey, this morning, church, to work and serve God, it ain't no hard thing today. It ain't like it is being under that yoke of sin this morning. Thought about how when I got born again, I just went through the motions. Thought all I got to do is go to church three times a week. Be there when they say to be there, and everything is just fine. But can I tell you this morning, during those years of my life where that's all that I was doing, hey, I was listening to what the preacher read. Sometimes I even read along with him, go to the choir and sang hymns with him. But this morning, church, until I started getting into God's Word and growing in it, hey, I I could just turn and walk out those doors, not much more than looking back. You get out there in the world, and hey, church, the next thing you know, you're living an old filthy life, just like you ain't never had a touch from the Lord. Church, whenever we find ourselves in that state, we're no better off than what David was writing this psalm over there. Hey, compassed about on every side, you think about that prodigal son when he left. The father's house taken, his inheritance with him. Church, can I tell you, I left the father's house before, and I took my inheritance with me. The Bible said that the Spirit this morning, that's the earnest of our inheritance. That's the down payment for us. But he took it and he went out in the world, and there he was. Had everything money could buy until the money ran out. And then he found himself in a great depression out there. The Bible said that he was starving to death out in that world. And would have fain to have filled his stomach with the husk that them hogs was eating out there. Hey, this Hebrew boy had left the father's house, and no doubt the father must have been pretty well off financially, because the Bible said when he come to himself out there in that foreign land, he said, how many servants has my father's house have? Plenty of bread to eat, and they've even got bread enough to spare this morning. That's how I was, starving to death out there in the world. Hey, and when I came to myself, I was about like David over there, crying out to the Father. Can I tell you, after 10 years of running from the Lord, I didn't just walk right back in and get in fellowship with Him. I had to wait upon Him to draw me down there that I might get back in fellowship with Him. I'd come into God's house, service after service. Lord, I want to live for you again. Lord, I want to feel your good spirit again. Draw me back down there, Brother Randy, that I might feel your spirit again. And I'd go back home thinking, well, Lord, I guess I've went too far. You ain't never going to draw me back down, that I might be back in fellowship with you. But one day, Brother Bruce, I just went to God's house because I wanted to be there whether I could feel Him or not. Church, how many times have we said, if God never blessed me again, He's done enough for me. That's where I was. God, if you never bless me again, you've done enough for me this morning. And He drawn me down there. Did He holler at you? Did He get my neighbor to tell me? No, it was that still small voice that talked to me the night I got born again. He drawed me, Brother Steve, back down to that altar. And He invited me back in to His fellowship this morning. I thought about over there. In one place the Bible talks about entering into God's rest. Can I tell you, out there in the world, there ain't no rest to be found. That world will take more from you than you was ever willing to give. And it'll take you out further than what you was ever willing to go this morning. But there's peace in the Lord. There's a peace, you know what the Bible says? It surpasses all understanding today. Hey, I believe that means it goes beyond what my little old feeble mind can even understand this morning. And I thought about living a life for God today and how this that the Bible says we can sit in heavenly places in this very life, and then over in another spot it says it ain't entered into the hearts of men. I ain't seen it, near ain't heard about it. The things that God has prepared for those who love Him today. But it don't stop right there. It goes on and says, but it's been revealed unto us through the Holy Spirit this morning. If you want to know today what heaven is, try living for God this morning. Try living for God today. You can find out what heaven is this morning. I don't know how much better it's going to be, but can I tell you, if it's as good as I feel right now, Brother Crafton, it's going to be mighty good today. It's going to be mighty good. I feel good. I've been puking sick all morning. I ain't a bit sick right now. I feel mighty good. I've entered into His rest. You know what makes it so hard before we get here? This flesh I'm walking around in this morning. That's what makes it hard before we get here. Once we can shake this thing off today and get over in the Holy Spirit, there's rest this morning and there's peace for those that God's delivered today out of that sinful shape that we was in over there. There's rest for us. David, he got to talking about later on in that chapter, and I ain't no theologian, no kind of scholar or nothing. I don't know if he was feeling like all those things he talked about, but I know without a doubt that he was describing Christ and His passion that He done for you and I this morning, talking about the beating He took and how that His mouth was so dry that His tongue clave to His mouth. Couldn't even swallow, no doubt. Starving to death for a drink, hanging upon that old cross, carrying the weight this morning, the sins of the whole world. And the Bible said that they took and gave Him vinegar in that moment. I thought about Christ and all that He endured up there upon that cross. Have you ever done any studying this morning? Any research about Roman crucifixion today? It's a mighty gory thing this morning. They'll hang up there upon that old cross, and as long as they got enough of strength in their arms this morning, church, they can continue breathing. But when their arms give out, they come out of joint. And the only way today that they can get a breath of air is to take their feet and push again. Them nails just drove through them. Church, he went through a miserable, agonizing death this morning that you and I might be set at liberty this morning. That we might be set at liberty. God loves us. You know what He wants back from us? He wants us to love Him. We was down there at that youth thing yesterday that Stoners had put on, invited Mountain View's youth to come down and be a part of it. And me and Brother Clint got to talking about the night Wilder got saved over here, and how that after he had got done preaching, that boy come down to the altar. He didn't know what to do at that point. He got Randy to come over there and pray with him about it. And I just mentioned that to him. And he said, yeah, and you know what else? He said, while he was sitting there on the bench, he was wrestling with that thing this morning. He said he kept on turning around there to his mom and asking her different things. And finally, his mother had to just take and turn her side to him. this morning. Church, this morning, whenever we got something going on in our lives, whenever we sick, got a little problem, we gonna turn most of the time to our mother. But can I tell you this morning, that mother church ain't no different these times when the mother today, it can't give us what it is that we stand in need of. If I get a flat tire going down the road, I'm gonna holler at my daddy and ask him if he can come down there and help me. Church, these times in our lives when we gonna lean on the mother, these times in our lives when we gonna have to turn unto the Father today, and when your life is in shambles this morning, when the dogs have gathered round, when the enemy has you encompassed this morning, you're going to have to turn unto the Father today.
Amen.
Going to have to turn to the Father. I preached a message up the road at a little church one time, and as a young man in that congregation, boy, he was under some of the most miserable conviction, I believe, that the Lord had ever allowed me to see. And when he turned to his mama to talk to her about it, she took him under her arm, and she patted him. And I believe this morning, y'all fall out with me if you want to, but I believe she patted that conviction away. Church, this morning, we got to pray for our loved ones. We got to pray for those that's fallen away. Pray for those that's never known God. But when the time comes for them to go and see the Father, we got to turn our back and let them work it out. Let them work it out this morning. That ain't no easy thing. I understand that. Imagine what Abigail felt like when she turned her back to him. That's probably a tough thing. Imagine the joy she felt immediately to follow when that boy come down to the Father. This morning, church, we need something from the Father. David talked about, I believe, the first 21 verses, he made his lamentation unto the Lord. He talked about all the things that God had done for Israel, all the things he had done. He had never let them down. But ultimately, God didn't let him down either. And he won't let you down this morning. I don't know nobody's heart or what you might stand in need of today, but the Father is the answer to your problem. The mother loves you. The mother church, we love you. Doing our very best, we can't love you like the Father. Sent his son down here to die that gruesome death, that you could be right here this very morning looking to get something from him that he wants to give you. Or Robert, you come on, get a song. While we stand all over the house this morning, I don't know anybody's heart or what you might stand in need of, but God does. Before you got here this morning, he done knowed what your need was. He done loved you enough to send a message your way, to send a song your way, or a testimony, whatever you need this morning. He loved you enough, he's already supplied it. All you got to do is come down and trust him.